Shafu Mishnah 1 Bari Shona Hayu Omrim. At first, in the beginning, they used to say, Malakait Adam Eitzim Vavanim Vasave Mitoch Sheloi. A person could gather wood and stones and herbs, Kiderekshi Malakit Mitoch Shel Chavari Esagas Agas. From his own fields, he could only take big pieces of wood and big stones, etc., because that was clear that he wasn't taking it to clear the field, but he wanted the wood or the stones. He had a use for them. And from his neighbor's field, so there he could take anything, because it wasn't his field. He's not going to benefit. He's not interested in cleaning out his neighbor's field for no reason. So he could take anything from his neighbor's field, and only big stuff, wood, big pieces of wood, etc., out of his field. Misha rabo evre avere hiskinu. So when the sin has increased, the number of transgressors increased, the people, you know, weren't listening. And so what they would do is they would take everything out of their field, and they would say, no, don't worry, I've just taken the big ones. You know, justifying to themselves exactly what they did. So then, right, so then they instituted that you wouldn't now take anything out of your field, because they couldn't behave and just take the big stuff. So they had to make it stricter, and they said you couldn't take anything. You could only take out of your neighbor's field. But even when taking out of your neighbor's field, shelo b'tova, you couldn't make a deal with him and say, listen, I'll clear your field, you clear my field. And needless to say, you also couldn't stipulate with the payment of food. Listen, clear out my field and I'll give you some food or I'll give you something else.